You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Funny story that was out. I think it was on the Bro Bible website, which is just one of the funniest names. It's Bro Bible. And I guess they're trying to help dudes figure out the mystery of dating and stuff like that. Like we were just talking a little while ago about guys need to get their damn posters off the wall, and women were calling in saying, get rid of your, you know, put your video games up when I'm coming over for the first time or something. It's pretty funny. Anyway, what they did is they, I guess, went out and they interviewed a whole bunch of women and asked them to name the places that they did not want to go on a first date. Like, where would you prefer not to go and not to do on a first date? And it's kind of interesting, before we get to the list, like Kim is listening and she's already sounded off on this. She goes, going to a work party on your first date. In other words,
yeah,
let's say
probably not.
It's somebody picks her up and says, I've got a little function at work.
It's casino night, you know, at work. Yeah.
Talk about awkward.
Yeah.
Pretty much meeting or hanging out with anyone in your date's sphere, whether it's work or family or friends, on a first date, because now you have to like perform for a whole bunch of people, not just them.
Yeah. I don't like that. I'm against that.
That's questionable or whatever. Anyway, so the things that they put on their list, though, what Jeremy and I were laughing about with this list is that when you go through it, it pretty much names everything. And so we're looking at this and we're going, well, they didn't leave much to do on a first date. Like, they said no to a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, there's, what else is left?
So let's just, here's what we're talking about. Like, chain restaurants is one thing. They said, please don't take me to a chain.
And then they listed all of them.
Yeah.
All of the chains.
And I'm with them on that. Going to a chain restaurant on your first date, maybe a little questionable. I know it worked for you and Nicole, but
Bennigan's. We went to Bennigan's, and here we are, a couple decades later.
Of course, it put Bennigan's out of business, too.
It sure did. I ate so much that night.
This one I have to agree with, Jeremy. They say go to the movies. I have been a staunch advocate of avoiding movies on a first date.
Yeah.
The whole concept of a first date is that you sit across from each other, or you're walking, or whatever, but you're talking. So on the first date, you're going to go sit in a theater silently for 2 hours?
Not too good, huh? Unless
not
it's the Tay-Tay movie. That would be kind of fun.
Then
you can get up and dance together. I'm okay with that one.
Shaking your booty.
Uh-huh.
Women said, we do not want to just go and sit and watch Netflix at your house either.
Because you know what that leads to. Netflix and chill. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Some women said, I don't want to spend my first date going to church with you.
No, that's too much.
I don't want to go to the gym with you.
You don't want
to
lift?
Bro, they don't want to go to family functions. Agree with that. Here's one that, you know, we start getting into the territory where we're questioning this. Now, this one I can kind of see, but I guess it just depends. But they said no to a first date to a sporting event. Now,
that's stupid.
Depends. Like, if you go to let's say an Avs game, and I'm not knocking the Avs, it's a great place to go. Everyone should go see Avs games. Sell out every game. It's wonderful. But there's something about going to a high-speed, fast-paced, raucous environment where, again, are you really going to be able to sit there too much and get to know each other?
You mean because a fun environment? Is that what you meant to say?
You're watching the action and activity on the ice.
Oh, come on. You can talk.
Yeah, but
you
not
totally
that
talk.
Much.
Have
the
a
one
beer.
That I think if you're going to go to a sporting event, as boring as they are, it actually works out, and that would be a baseball game. Because there's only a very limited amount of action that actually goes on, and the rest of the time you can just sit there with your feet up on the seat in front of you with a beer.
Too much downtime, too much quiet time, especially if it's not going well, then you're stuck at the baseball game with nothing to talk about. Go to Avs, and then if there's a lull.
Plenty of baseball games after the fifth inning.
Oh, if there's a lull on those other ones, though, man, you can just watch the action then versus trying to come up with conversation.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to come up with
conversation.
No,
I said, if it's a lull, if it's not going well, then you're sitting there at a baseball game just staring at each other at a boring baseball game.
No, dude, because then there's people watching.
Lame.
I would choose a baseball game for a first date over anything else.
All right.
They say no coffee dates. What does that
stupid.
Mean?
Also stupid. Go get coffee. Hang out outside.
They listed bowling. How do you feel about that?
I think that's
for
great.
A first date.
It's a
first
fun
date.
Time. It's fun. It's kind of awkward. You can be silly. You can be embarrassed. It's kind of cute. I like it. There's beer involved. And then if you go to the, like, the glow-in-the-dark bowling.
I almost feel like bowling is a better second date than a first date.
Really?
Because it might almost be too embarrassing for the first date.
Mm, I like that, though. Then you know that they can just kind of be themselves around you.
Nightclubs? Yeah, I agree.
At the club. The club.
No, going to the club. Yeah, so where are you from?
What? I'm out of gum.
They say going to any bar, quote, just for drinks.
No.
What's
dumb.
Wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Find a cool little hip place to go hang out, grab a bar seat, get to know each other, right? And if all else fails, people watching, right, Dom?
People watching, Jeremy. Don't ever knock the people watching.
Hey, do you want to go out on Saturday and people watch with me?
I'll bet most people would say, yeah.
What, you like to sit and make fun of people? This isn't going to work at all.
Yeah. Please, if someone lies to you and says, oh, I can't believe you go people watching and you make fun of those people behind their backs, they're lying because they like to do that too.
Everybody does it.
You shouldn't be with that person just because they're putting on some sort of
They're wound a little tight, I think.
Let's grab some phone calls on this. Josh, grab line one for us, if you would, please. They say they're down on anything that requires a long drive.
I get that, too. Especially, I would say, if you were a female in that situation and you're going out to the boonies somewhere, I would not be comfortable with that at all.
Well, what if it's not the boonies? What if they're picking you up in Castle Rock and driving to something in Arvada? Now you're in
again,
the city
it's
the
that,
whole time.
If you're not hitting it off and you got weird silences for 45 minutes while you're driving. Pass.
I might have to agree with that. I mean, you want to be able to sit and talk, but you want to be able to sit and talk in a neutral location.
You not be trapped in a car.
Not the other person's car.
Yep.
Again, we're just talking about first dates. I think a lot of these are good for a second or third date. Let's go to the phones. Here comes Karen. Karen, what do you think? First date, where do you not want to go?
I am thinking, please do not take me to the local hotel that has a free brunch. And then talk to me about your hip replacement.
Karen.
That was really bad.
That must have happened, huh?
And then I had to sit there and listen to it.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Another hip replacement story.
Oh, my goodness. Karen. Oh, my goodness. It was really bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you being on
the
show.
You sucked the hipness out of the air, I'll tell you that much, Karen.
That's funny. You know what? And when she started with to a hotel, I'm
like, duh.
You can just stop right there. The first date is, yeah, I'm taking you to La Quinta.
They got an awesome brunch.
Listen, some of these are funny that are coming in. Like Vicky said that she once on a first date, the guy took her to an amusement park and she got sick. Because he never called back.
I can see that. Puking up funnel cakes after you get off the roller coaster. Not a good look, right? Not a good look.
Jennifer says, went for a bike ride and ended up in the ER for a few hours after he rode off the side of a hill trying to show off. You know, at least you'll always have the story.
You sure will.
Have the story. Anything else that you want
to
cover?
I got one from Kathy and CJ real quick that sent in two messages. Kathy said, don't take me to the stock show. Nope. Too many people. Too much walking. And it smells like cow poop. That's from Kathy. CJ said, don't take me to your work softball league game where I watch you get a little too drunk and yell at everyone's children. Yes, this first date actually happened. That's from CJ.
Yes.
You can shut up. Awkward.
Let's take a quick call from Jenny. Why don't you love me, Jenny? Jenny, where are you thinking about a first date that's not so good?
Well, this one actually happened, and I met a guy through a dating app. We walked through a park together, and then come to find out he was not interested in women, but men, and he just wanted a girl to vent to for the day.
Well, did you listen then?
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, were you at least a shoulder to cry on, or did you help the dude out, or what?
Oh, no. I was, as soon as I found out which way he went, I was, the reason I had to leave right away.
Oh, scary.
I don't know. You know, I don't know about that, Jenny. That's weird, thank you, Jenny, for the call. He could have turned out to be a lifelong friend.
No joke. You could have totally hooked him up with somebody.
Yeah.
Jeez, Jenny.
I mean, you're already out, right?
Well, literally, yeah.
And he's out, yes.
Everybody's out. Help him out. I will say, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and Josh said that actually that's one of the best things to do for a first date is go for a walk in the park.
I agree.
Just kind of walk around, get to know each other. And I'll tell you, I did that a ton with Knick Knack when we first started dating. We would just go for walks. We'd find a lake, walk around it, and get to know each other. You know, I love it.
You know, I've been processing on this a little bit, Jeremy. And you know how awkward people are and nervous they are with first dates. And I think that's why that they want to start off with some sort of, you know, excitement, like going to a sporting event or going to this or going to that, yeah, some sort of event, go to a concert, do whatever. They want to show, hey, I'm a fun person. Even like, we're going to go hiking and that, you know, I'm going to show you what an outdoorsy type person I am. And the more I think about this, I mean, that's all fine. And that's why these are all really good for second, third, or fourth dates. But the interesting thing is that when you get into a relationship with someone, the majority of your time is just spent sitting around together talking, right? You do get up and go places occasionally. You do. But the majority, look at people who are married. The bulk of their time is just interacting and living together, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's why I think it's so important for a first date to leave the activity out of it. Because you need to know what it would be like to be just sitting around talking to someone. If you're fascinated by who they are and the things they bring up, if they're a great conversationalist, blah, 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 I think that's really important because you'll always have time for the activities later. But you get too distracted on a first date by some sort of high-speed activity.
Sure,
and you don't
get
to find out if you're compatible in the thing that is going to ultimately be the most important.
Yeah, that's
does that
a valid
make sense?
Point. Absolutely. Yeah.
I know there are a lot of people will disagree with this, and that's fine. People are different. But I just maybe a different way of looking at first dates for everyone who's single right now, instead of trying to cram a bunch of, quote, fun activities in. Josh is talking about, go for a walk in the park.
Go walk around a lake, talk about politics and religion and your stance
abortion. All of that, right.
And if
right.
all else fails, dumb, people watching.
People watching, Jer. You're going to make fun of me all day.
All day.
Here's Letty. Letty, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what do you want to say about all this? Yeah.
Well, I am originally from Brazil, and on a first date, he took me to walk in the park, but in Brazil, it's not something that we normally do. I guess just not safe in general.
Okay.
So I was a little concerned. I was like, why is this guy wants to take me
to the
like,
park
in the
yeah.
woods?
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to dispose of your body like in the woods or something? Were you?
I didn't think that far ahead into what could happen, but.
Did you go? Did you go to the park with him?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Yeah. What happened?
Well, we're now married.
Oh, so you guys made sweet, sweet love in the park is what it sounds like.
Oh, no.
That's what it means here in America. If you go to the park, it means you're going to get busy.
Yeah, that's a euphemism, Letty.
You're going to get busy in a porta potty.
Quote, going to the park.
Going to the
is
park.
A euphemism. Oh, Letty, you're delightful. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for listening and for spending your mornings. We appreciate you being part of our show. All right. Well, I'm glad we chatted about this.
That's fun.
It might have been helpful for a few people.
Or not. Or somebody still has an Olive Garden date lined up this weekend. Whatever. You do you.
Love over unlimited salad and breadsticks.
Oh my God. Honestly, that would be a pretty awesome first date. So.